Hello?
Hello?
Ah!
Oh, and if you hear weird sounds, that is the fishies in my aquarium. And also, like, bro, I'm looking outside. I'm sitting here in the living room, and why do I always record when there's the biggest storm going on? Literally, this is insane. It's like rain pouring. Let me just film that. Oh, that, wow. That is a lot of rain. It's wow. I'm going to post it in my story. And you guys, I thought about this I did the same mistake as last time, like 2 weeks ago. I thought about this podcasting thing. And today I'm doing a thing I've never done before, which is holding my mic in my hand. Ha! Shocker. It won't make a difference for you guys, you know? But I thought about it, and now I've done some notes to make this more smooth, okay? Guys, I have a category? In German, it's Kategorie, okay? So, like, Kategorie. I have no idea how to say it. My English is not English. But I thought about something new and fresh, but I feel like I want to talk about it later. Also, oh, I have to cough. Wait. I thought about some, like, stuff, and every time something would happen to me, I would write it down, and now I can talk about it. Also, I missed a week of podcasting because I was busy, okay? Your girl was graduating. I had 3 graduation parties. So, like, one was school, one was work, and one was private. And then I went to the Coldplay concert, which was lit, okay? The Coldplay concert was Coldplaying. It was really, really nice. And yeah, that's why I was busy. I know, kind of not a good excuse, but I will come back with the podcast and be weekly. Weekly every Saturday at 12 p.m. or a.m. Swiss Standard Time. No, not Swiss Standard Time. Central European Standard Time. I don't know if I'm going to do 12 a.m. or p.m. Both are kind of cool. We'll think about it, okay? So this is what I've been thinking about, this whole podcasting thing. And I'm not doing this for someone. I'm doing this for myself because I love listening to podcasts. It's mostly German podcasts, but I just love any type of podcast, you guys. So I hope I can bring joy to, like, anyone. And you know what? It's so much fun. Even by myself, you know? Also, I feel like I'm kind of getting bold with my podcast. I want to talk about some things I usually don't talk about, which is kind of risky. I first have to figure out who actually is listening to this podcast before I talk about something weird, you know? I don't want to, like, get canceled. No, not canceled. It's not scandalous. It's just a bit, like, out of my comfort zone. Yesterday. Oh, that was so loud. Oh, my headphones are so loud. Ah, my ears. Yesterday. I was at work, as always. Literally, I don't have any vacation days anymore, and it's painful. I have nothing to do. I just sit there and do nothing. It's boring. So anyways, I was at work, and it was the hottest day of the year. 36 degrees. I was sweating my butt cheeks off, but I survived the hottest day of the year. So everyone, give yourself a pat on the back. If you're from Switzerland or from Germany, you survived the hottest day of the year. We all did. And if someone is, like, on vacation at a hot destination, well, that's your fault that you choose a hot destination, because some people don't have any vacation days. Also, last week was my uniform fitting for being a flight attendant. Oh, it still feels weird to talk about it because, I mean, it's not a secret, you know, but, like, I'm gonna be a flight attendant. I'm gonna, like, fly a stewardess, a cabin crew. What can you call it? Cabin crew, stewardess, flight attendant, air hostess. That's what I heard this week. Air hostess. And yeah, it's kind of weird, but the uniform, it fits so good. It's so smooth on my body. It's kind of old fashioned, okay? It kind of looks like grandma clothes, because this airline I work for has just really grandma stylish, grandma style clothing, you know? But it is what it is, and I look super cute. And I have to wear lipstick, like bright red lipstick, every single day. But I'm not complaining, because this is what I signed up for. Also, what happened? Now I'm going to start with the stuff I wrote down on my list. If you can hear this, wait. That's me holding the mic. Sorry. I dreamed, like, I was just dreaming something. And you know how I graduated? And I was sleeping and I woke up and I dreamed that someone died, like an old classmate. And I was so confused because I wasn't really close to that classmate, but it's super weird. Like, that person just died in my dream. Like, I didn't see the person die or anything. It was more like going to a funeral and knowing that person is dead. And then I was so confused because I'm not close to that person, you know? So I did a little Google search and I found out if you dream about... Did you hear this? That's the fish. I did my little Google thing, and when you dream of someone being dead, that means you're excited for the future. But like, every time I Google my dreams, it's always like, oh, you're excited for your future. Like, I've dreamed that I'm pregnant before, which is so fun. Literally, I love the dreams where I'm pregnant. Like, I don't know, it's like a 30-year-old me with a big belly. That's usually my dream. And then I'm like somewhere like at the beach or something. Super weird because I'm a virgin. So why would I dream that? And I will always dream that it's just me and like my friends. Like, not even like, who's the baby daddy? Who impregnated me? Anyways, life of a virgin. Oh, also just dropped that I'm a virgin, but I feel like that's pretty clear. Yeah, that's pretty clear that I'm a virgin. Can I stop talking about it? Well, we're talking about that I don't get laid. My friends always, when they see at a restaurant or something, I remember we were in the Piano, which is like a chain restaurant here, or I feel like it's everywhere, you know? They have this big bottle of olive oil and it says extra virgin olive. And that's why I have a little olive emoji in my Insta bio, because I'm the extra virgin olive oil, you know? Like Olive. Nah, doesn't make much sense, but still, that's the story of the little olive. And Nika called me olive, so basically that. Anyways, when I dream that I'm pregnant, I Google it and it always says like, oh, you're excited for the future. Great. Cool. I am, but like, why do I have to dream such weird things, you know? Yeah. While we're at it, talking about pregnancies, how do you tell your parents you're dating? Okay, guys, I don't want to enroll any rumors. I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not dating. This is not a thing in my life, you know? So, but like, if I've ever come into this situation, it just scares me, you know? How do I just bring it up? It's impossible. I could never do that. It's so cringe. Just thinking about it gives me the ache. So guys, just don't do it. Just don't do it. In the beginning, I was talking about how I had 3 grad parties. Wild me, party girl. Yeah, I had a private grad party and it was amazing because we had an omakase. Omakase? Yeah, I think that's how you say it. Omakase is like a Japanese term for saying... Oh, I don't remember what it is. Sorry, guys. Anyways, omakase is when you have a sushi master make you sushi. Like, you don't say, oh, I want salmon nigiri or something. He just gives you sushi and you eat it, you know? Like, you don't have a choice. Anyways, we did this omakase and it was so good. And everyone loved it. And we ate 3 kilograms of rice and 2 kilograms of salmon. Like, we also had other fish. Like, but 2 kilograms of salmon is a lot. Anyway, I just have to talk about this because it's so uncomfortable. I was at my work grad party and I was just walking around, you know, grabbing myself a drink. And then my coworker came to me and was like, Livia, on Friday, and my grad party was on a Friday. I literally looked him dead in the eye and I was like, Friday, did I invite you? Oh my god, his face dropped. He was like, what? I was like, oh no, I'm having a party on Friday. But I didn't know if I invited you. He was like, no, I just wanted to ask you if you're coming to work on Friday. I was like, yes, and I'll totally send you the invite to the party. I totally forgot. Bro, I'm so dumb. But it was actually funny that he came to my party because apparently he loves sushi. I love sushi. We all love sushi. Why did I just say that? But it was funny, and he enjoyed the time, so, because it's actually someone outside of my friend group. But to this party, wait, the mic. Guys, just break time, wait. I just screwed myself over. You guys, now I have to talk about it. Oh, wait, why is my mic doing this weird voice? Like this weird zzz. Okay, the weird zzz is gone. You know how I was talking about that I'm not seeing someone? I kind of am seeing someone, I just don't want to admit it. And that person asked me what I'm doing. I was like, I'm recording a podcast episode. And then he said like, oh, I should really listen to your podcast. And I'm like, oh, I just said that I'm not seeing anyone. And if the guy I'm seeing listens to me saying that I'm not seeing anyone, he will maybe get a little bit angry. Like, are we seeing each other? Are we not? I mean, I shouldn't talk about this because I know he will listen to this. And this is super cringe. Ah, guilty. What was I talking about? Wait, no. You guys, wait, no. You know how the guy that I'm talking to wanted to listen to my podcast? Well, he's in a car ride with his friends and he's listening to my podcast, which is the first episode of the second season. So that means the last episode I just uploaded, and that is really cringe. My body is getting chills and the sweat is dripping down my back. Why? It's just really uncomfortable and cringe, but let's keep on talking about the things I wrote down in my itty bitty list. So, okay. So, like, sometimes I see videos on TikTok of, like, such cool clothing or just online shop on my laptop. And, guys, sometimes I feel like if I had money, I would have so much potential. Like, put me in one of those really expensive, like, Elisab gowns or, I don't know. Does Vera Wang have dresses that are not wedding dresses? Like, just put me in beautiful gown and I'll look stunning, you know? That's what my ego tells me. But my ego also tells me that I'm a good driver, which... And also my ego tells me that I'm a good kisser, which is also like... No. So my ego is kind of wrong with a lot of things lately. And yeah. I feel like I should like introduce my new category. Category? Cringe. How do you even say that? Wait, let me ask Siri. Wait, let me put it in Google. Let me just ask Siri, okay? How do you say category?
Sure. Translate into which language?
Nay. Category. I'm stupid. Siri, I'm stupid. I give up. I just call it category from today, okay? It's called category, and there's no wrong in that. Oh, my mic is doing weird noises. I don't even know if you guys hear that, but I visibly hear it in my headphones, and it hurts my little ear holes. Ear holes? Ear lobes? No, that's like where you put your earrings. I don't really know about bodies. So, the category is called As Seen on TikTok. Ha, huh, so boring, but it's actually so fun. My number one hobby is watching TikToks. Always, every day, for hours. When I don't have anything to do at work, you see me scrolling on my little phone like endlessly and sending a bunch of TikToks to my friends. But basically, it's called As Seen on TikTok, and I'll collect funny TikToks I see and comment on them, or just like topics, you know? Something I wrote down, like a TikTok, is I have a new obsession with a rapper. I don't listen to rap music. Especially not English rap. But who is Central C? He is so fine. I don't like tattoos. I don't like face tattoos. I don't like rappers. But Central C is very attractive and has that charisma, that riz, you know? So, and also his story. I think it's super interesting because I saw a video about how Central C got famous. And he's actually not signed by a big label or like any label, I think. He's like self-made. So I think that's really interesting in how his marketing works and how he got famous. Really cool. If you guys are interested in rap, literally look at the story of Central C. I think it's amazing. He's doing his things. He's so cool, okay? Next thing I've seen on TikTok are slime videos. Not just any slime videos, those slime scooping videos where they rate the scoops 10 out of 10. I love ASMR. I love crinkly slimes, clear slimes, and stuff, you know? Like when they take the little ice cream scoopy scoop and they're like, and they're like, like to do like, that exactly. So yeah, slime videos 10 out of 10. And Central C, I don't like rap music and his music is kind of good, so let's give it a 8 out of 10. And the next thing is, guys, I just saw a video of how we did makeup in 2016. Why? Seriously, what is up with the Autobremsspuren Augenbrauen? Seriously, like, why did we draw our eyebrows so thick? Including me. I was participating in the trend, okay? I was participating in the trend. And I'm... Ow! I just got a notification on my laptop. It was really loud on my headphones. Wait. Like... Is it gonna come back? Don't tell me thick eyebrows are gonna come back, because I'm not in the trend, you know? Also, not the fluffy brows. I just want regular brows, everyone. Let's just be normal. Normal, please. I feel like I will continue doing this makeup style, but I really don't know. I really don't know. Trends evolve so fast nowadays. I have no idea. Yeah. I'm getting out of breath because speaking like without a pause is literally like you just have to catch your breath. This is a whole marathon. Later in the evening, I'm gonna have to clean my room. Boy, I wanted to record the podcast episode in my bed because I saw people on TikTok that were like they're like famous podcasters, you know, and they record their podcast in a bed. Like, to just lay in bed and talk. And I'm like, oh, that's so cozy. Let me do that to myself. Let me talk to myself. Because actually, this podcasting thing is kind of cringe if you think about it. I'm here alone. I'm talking to no one. I'm talking to imaginary friends. Which sounds like I have voices in my head and I'm kind of schizophrenic. So, maybe I should check myself into... No, guys, it's not funny. Okay, mental illnesses are not funny. I shouldn't make a joke out of this. It's not funny, okay? I'll take it back. I'm really sorry that I said that. But I'm not gonna cut it out. I'm sorry. You guys just have to know that mental illnesses are not funny. And people who have any type of mental illness, it's not funny, okay? It happens. Anyways, I haven't cleaned my room in so, so long, so it looks super duper messy and everything is just laying around. Stuff for my new apartment, clothes that are like folded, and I just have to clean my room. It's really giving me a hard time. Next week, I'm flying to Madrid to the K-pop Looks Festival. So I have to have a clean room, to have a clean mind, and to pack my bags. But I'm actually flying with like Iberia. I don't know, Iberia, I feel like it's a low-cost company, like flying company, and I always only have like a little bag, so we'll see how that goes, because I'm not a light packer, but now I have to be. I have to be. But I thought my festival outfit, you know how I have itty bitty boobs, you know, I'm part of the itty bitty boobs club. I thought, since I have itty bitty boobs, it's not gonna be a problem. I mean, anyone can literally wear a bikini top as a top. If you have big boobs, if you have itty bitty boobs, but I feel like I feel super comfortable with like cleavage because I don't have cleavage. It's really simple, everyone. So I wanted a white triangle bikini top, you know, and then I have like a Dodgers baseball jersey with an Enhypen member. Enhypen is a K-pop group. I feel like we've talked about Enhypen before in this podcast, but the jersey and the bikini top, you know, like the slay. But I don't have a white triangle bikini top, so scrape that idea. And I don't know if I have time to buy one, you know? Like, time is kind of ticking. Next week we're flying to Madrid. Maybe I'll find one at, like, H&M. But here, I live in Liechtenstein, guys. We don't have anything here. I'm talking about, we have in Buchs, Buchs, Switzerland. So we have an H&M, a CNA. CNA? Do people even go to CNA? That's it. We don't even have a Zara, a Mango or something. Oh, we have a Zebra, but I feel like no one knows what Zebra is. I don't even know what Zebra is. So we have an H&M, basically. We used to have a store, which is called Metro, which we have in Switzerland, and they sell, like, clothes like Nike and Adidas and stuff. They had some really cool stuff, but they closed down. That makes me sad, because I just opened my wallet, like, 2 days ago, and I found a gift card. And I could have used that gift card, because I went there on the last day, and I've got everything for, like, 70% off, which was a steal. I got the cutest Adidas tracksuit. But yeah, I forgot my gift card. I forget everything. It's horrible. Yeah, I'm super excited. Super excited to start being a flight attendant. I'm so excited to go to the little festival, you know. It's going to be super hot in Madrid. I'm going to look super hot. No, actually, guys, I'm not really... my headphones. Once again, I'm sorry. Fix my headphones. And... guys, I'm excited for what the future is about to bring, but I'm not excited to dream about dead people. But I am excited to dream around about my big fat belly being pregnant. That being said, I'll keep you guys updated on life. I'll keep updating my category in As Seen on TikTok, because I feel like it's kind of fun, you know, like we have something to talk about, you know. And I'm super excited. Oh wow, that was the lightning. It was really close. Boom. Anyways, I hope you guys have a lovely, amazing week. And yeah, I wanted to talk about something, but I forgot what it was. But keep positive, everyone. Do your affirmations. Manifest your life. Because I've been manifesting. What have I been manifesting, actually? I don't know. If you guys hear a little itsy bitsy bell, like, that's my cat. Oh, say hi, Rengi. Say hi. Say hi to everyone. Please say hi. Meow. Hey, God. Meow. Oh, she doesn't want to say hi. Ringa, bitte. Sag bitte hallo. She's not into it, okay? She's not into it. So everyone, I'm super happy, super excited. Let's get into a new week. And oh my gosh, be excited for my career vlog, because it's gonna be lit, you know? Light it up.